feel good now. You make me feel so good. You know how good I feel. You know how good I feel tonight. You know how good I feel.
I feel like chicken tonight.
Day we was rehearsing when we got to the Apollo Theater, and I felt good, you know. I felt real good too. A good friend of mine walked in. I watched him grow up. A good friend of mine walked in, and I was really flabbergasted because of the success that he has had for being the champion of the people. I don't care about this other thing. Being the champion of the people. You know what's good for you. When a man fight for you, like Dr. King and the kids and give his life. That's it. I'm talking about Reverend Al Sharpton. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not guessing. I know who I'm talking about. Now, every time I've come to New York and be miles around, he went out on the road and help me just build this thing back, because he said, we got to do something for the people, Brother Brown. He said, Mr. Brown, said, I've been around you all of my life. I want you to tell them what's going on. Because they don't want to hear me and guessing all the people. But he kept on going. He didn't quit. He said, I'll stop and sit in front of a train to make you feel what I'm talking about. I'll sit down and put my life on the line. He did all those things. So he spoke up. He said, how y'all today? I said, I feel good, Rev. I said, Rev, what you want to do? You want to rap a little bit, Rev? I said, I don't do that. I said, well, you can rap. Everybody else can rap. Rev, I don't do that. He said, but I will rap a little bit. And he said, I ain't going to tell you what he said, because I'm going to let him tell you. Reverend Al Sharpton.
Thank you. Thank you. Certainly tonight, Assemblyman Meeks, tonight we're all happy no matter what our politics are, that on the 40th anniversary of James Brown's career, that he would come back to the Apollo Theater and energize New York City. Give a big hand on the 40th anniversary to the Godfather, Mr. James Brown. Now, let me say this. We know, you know, other folk have now acknowledged it themselves. We know the greatest entertainer in the world is James Brown. In fact, there's only four B's in music: Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, and Brown. James Brown is certainly one that has shown no matter what they do to him, he comes back bigger, badder, and stronger. But he's right. When I was here the other day at rehearsal, reporter looked at me and said, Reverend, what are you doing here? I said, well, it's true, I'm a preacher, but I've been around. I've been all over town. But there's one thing I found. If you want to get down, you better find James Brown. When James Brown When James Brown plays his music, he plays it loud. It makes me proud. It makes me prance. I forget I'm a preacher and do the James Brown dance. Wait a minute, I want everybody in Harlem to help me. Welcome to Godfather. All of us on one accord tonight. Lloyd Williams here, the commissioner's here. Everybody's in unity tonight. When I yell at you, I want you to yell back James Brown so loud they can hear it down in Brooklyn. They can hear it up in Westchester. I want you to yell it so loud they can hear it all over the tri-state area. Who is the Godfather? 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 Who is the Godfather?
Let the Al Sharpton watch him grow up. Give him a big round of applause. A champion for the people. Give it to him, Reverend Al Sharpton. Check it out about him. Reverend, God bless you. Thank you, sir.